Ivan, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Amber. How are things?
Very good, thank you. Lovely to talk to you. So I suppose to start off, you might tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves and the work that you do.
Yes, Amber. I'm the commercial director with ePower, a very proud Cork-based company in EV charging and solar PV, and lately with battery solutions as well, which are becoming very popular. So we serve the domestic market. So we'd be one of the largest installers of home chargers in Ireland. And we also have a quite a substantial commercial business where we're supplying businesses with EV charging, commercial solar, and now, as I said, battery systems as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And so we are seeing a big jump in terms of, I suppose, that move to be more sustainable and that focus, I suppose, on sustainable energy and how people can make a difference, be it at home maybe, or be it in their business as well. I presume that's something you're noticing as well, Ivan, that more people are coming and inquiring, I suppose, and carrying out these kind of different projects.
Oh, look, Amber, the numbers speak for themselves. You'll see on the news websites, we're seeing the numbers are very strong for EV. So, you know, 50% of all cars, new cars sold now are electric. You know, a third of them have a plug. So, you know, the tide has well and truly turned. And we're also seeing huge adoption and uptake in the commercial sector, where a lot of businesses now have made the decision to go fully electric in their fleet. The reasons being that it's good business sense and the wants and needs to be sustainable now, whether that's to impress on your customers that you are a sustainable business, but also there's a real practical cost saving measure to adopting EV. So overall, that's what's behind the increase in the numbers of EVs being sold, both by private owners and by the fleets as well, all adopting EV.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned there as well, you know, there's been a surge. I think there's been a jump of nearly 20% in new company EVs. And I know you at ePower, you're urging businesses, I suppose, to be prepared, we'll say. What do businesses need to be doing now, I suppose, to be prepared given that surge?
Well, what we've done, so we've been installing, we've about 18,000 chargers installed since we set up about 6 years ago. So we've an awful lot of experience, and they're into both homes and businesses. So we've for example, we would have looked after about 400 Irish businesses last year, looking after their EV charging needs. So we bring quite a bit of experience and lessons learned in doing that, Amber. So I think one of the things we've done, because we identified that there was some confusion out there, at the end of the day, this is new technology. It's a once in a generation change, I guess, this change over to EV. So how we help our customers is we actually give them an EV policy guide that is a checklist really of what they need to look after. So really starts with the charging in the workplace. The revenue, to be fair to them, have supported workplace charging, applicable to workplace charging, which is nice to encourage people back to work. The company then, quite often, people are taking their company cars home or their vans home. So we have to be able to look after their home charging and make sure they don't get any sticker shock when they get their bill, you know, every 2 months, and that bill is looked after and it's paid seamlessly. That's really important. And then people are traveling, they're on the road. So making it really as easy as possible for drivers to pull in and get a quick charge if they're on the motorway. And then if they're staying overnight in the hotel or going to a destination, that again, they can get a top up charge. So really, it's all about, as a business, how do you make it easy for your drivers to adopt EV? And how do you actually save costs as well? Because it's not just a green initiative, it's a cost-saving initiative as well for businesses. And many, many of our business customers are realizing that now, that their fleet operating costs are coming down as a result of adopting EV.
And I was going to ask you about that actually, Ivan, as well, because I can imagine it might be costly initially for the businesses getting all, I suppose, you know, the different facilities maybe on site in terms of the chargers and things like that as well. But in the long term, it probably benefits, and I suppose they will see the cost benefits associated with it then, I can imagine.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. So, you know, it's funny, a lot of businesses think they need an awful lot more energy at their businesses to do EV charging, but actually they don't. You know, we employ load management. We try and work within the existing supply that's in the building. And we'll quite often as well enhance the supply with some solar PV on the roof, and that helps the supply situation as well. So those costs are quite manageable. Obviously, the cost per kilometre is the big incentive for the fleet manager and the finance manager to really take EV seriously. And then on top of that, you have the sustainability manager or whomever looks after that in the business. They're getting the benefit of being able to say that they're truly a green business, they're truly adopting green initiatives, and there's nothing really more visible than your company vehicles traveling around the country stating that we have adopted sustainable practices. So I think in terms of the upfront investment in charging infrastructure, the great thing it really is that the hardware, certainly that ePower installs on behalf of our clients, is really tried and trusted. You know, we have chargers in the ground 6 years, and there's not, obviously they're electronic devices, issues can arise, but mm-hmm. you know, these are long-term assets. You could easily expect a charger that you install to get 10 years out of that charger. So from a total cost of ownership, as the finance department would be concerned with, thankfully they're a long life asset.
Okay, that's brilliant to hear. And I suppose in terms of a business maybe now that's listing Ivan at the moment and they're thinking that this is a road they want to go down, or maybe they've started the journey, I suppose, to becoming that bit more sustainable and looking at the company EVs, I suppose, for employees as well. When we look at the business itself and the on-site management, I suppose, of it, what do they need to be looking at in terms of maybe the numbers of chargers or the different types of chargers, I suppose? Is there kind of a checklist there maybe that might help them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the trick with charging, especially in fleets, is where it's possible at all, you should be trying to encourage the charging to be done at home. If you think about it, the grid is under the least amount of pressure overnight. The kilowatt hour rates are the cheapest overnight. So everything that you can do to encourage your employees to actually charge at home at night makes sense for everybody in terms of the cost, in terms of the impact on the grid, and in terms of convenience for the employees. So that's the first priority, actually, is make sure that your home charging is done well. And doing it well means basically that you ensure that your employees don't end up paying the bill, that you automatically reimburse them so that effectively they don't even see the charge appearing on their ESB bill. We call it avoiding the kitchen table conversation. You know, every 2 months there's that kitchen table conversation when the bills arrive. Yeah. And we want to make sure and help companies avoid that conversation so that people don't see a spike in their electricity bill. They actually see that the EV charging for their company vehicle has actually already been paid by the company even before the electricity bill arrives. So you don't see any impact on the homeowner's electricity bill. That's the perfect solution. And it means that then fleet managers can roll out EVs. Employees, rather than, you know, pushing back against it, they're embracing it. You know, the EV charging, as a lot of EV drivers will tell you, that, you know, driving an EV is a very pleasant experience. It's a nice driving experience. So you combine that with an effortless home charging experience, and really you're removing all the blockers. So you start there, Amber, with the home charging. Then you move into the workplace, and we have a system, a platform, basically. And I suppose the joke is people used to argue about the mug, and that's your mug, etc. Now the argument, if you don't organize your charging properly, the argument is that's my EV charging slot. I want to charge now. So we actually have a booking system that allows for that to be done seamlessly, so that you can book a charger and everybody gets a fair allocation of charging time. So nobody's hogging the charger, and there's no disgruntlement in the workforce. So it's really just about putting those policies in place and using a bit of smart technology.
Absolutely. And it sounds like, I suppose, by working with the likes of yourselves at ePower as well, Ivan, and using your expertise and putting a plan in place as well, it kind of allows for a seamless transition then as well, and everything to run smoothly, as you mentioned there.
Yeah, it really is about fairness and transparency. If you put a clear EV policy in place, Amber, and you publish that to your staff, everybody knows, okay, well, we got workplace chargers. They're available to everybody. If you happen to invest in an EV, you have the benefit of it. If you're still a diesel or petrol driver, that's okay. They're still available to you when you decide, or if you decide to go to EV. everybody sees, okay, if I get into an EV and if I'm driving an EV for on behalf of the company, I know that my home charging costs will be looked after and I'm not going to have that kitchen table conversation. I know I can get an EV charging spot in work when I get there because I'll just book it on the system. So really, it's just about, you know, I go back to, this is a once in a generation change in how we motor and how fleets are constructed. So there's an opportunity here actually to do it right and do it professionally from the start, so that, you know, people want to get into EVs as opposed to being something that they have to do because they've been handed an EV by the fleet manager.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And Ivan, if anyone's listening and they want to find out a little bit more maybe or get in touch with you in terms of putting that policy in place, how can they contact you?
Absolutely. So the best place to go to is epower.ie, Amber. All the information is there and plenty of contact forms. And we'd be delighted to answer any questions that anybody has. You know, we have a lot of experience.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. Well, Ivan, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Amber. Thanks very much.